This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
The situation back home. Arab Americans watch the cradle of civilization rock to the beat of a possible new democracy. Chaos in Cairo. What's next? On this Monday, November 21st, this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
A view from the streets of Cairo via some members of the Arab street here in America. Black Friday, from the perspective of someone who may have to work that shift. Is it the most anti-family of fake holidays, Black Friday? We want to know what you think. And knowing who is going to sit down at your table cooking for real people. It's what you're talking about. We're asking how you're making the holidays your own. Peg wrote this to us. I'm contemplating a radical move this year. Instead of baking and boiling the vegetables into the usual reduced form, I just might turn the heat up to 450 degrees and roast them. A break in the mold of our usual Thanksgiving.
Well, changing from boiling to roasting, that's probably something that our chef later on can talk about, how radical that idea is. But we want to get your views on radical changes to the holiday at 877-8-MY-TAKE. In the meantime, here's your headlines this morning. The Congressional Super Committee tasked with reducing the nation's deficit appears to have failed. Committee members are expected to announce today that they will not able to cobble together a deal. Barring a last-minute breakthrough, automatic spending cuts of more than $1 trillion will go into effect starting in 2013. Democrats say the two sides were never able to come to an agreement on entitlement reform, while Republicans held their ground on refusing to raise taxes. Authorities in New York say they foiled a terrorist plot by an American citizen who was inspired by Al-Qaeda propaganda. 27-year-old Jose Pimentel was arrested over the weekend after being under police surveillance for more than 2 years. New York's mayor announced the arrest.
The suspect was a so-called lone wolf. Motivated by his own resentment of the presence of American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, he was not part of a larger conspiracy emanating from abroad.
Pimentel was arraigned overnight on terrorism-related charges, including plotting to detonate a bomb inside New York City.
It wasn't terrorism, but civil unrest in Egypt's capital yesterday. That was sound from over the weekend from the streets of Cairo, where a third day of deadly clashes between protesters and government forces is taking place today. Thousands of demonstrators are once again in Tahrir Square, demanding the country's ruling military act faster in transitioning to a full-fledged democracy. The Egyptian health ministry says at least 20 people have been killed. Hundreds were wounded in the violence since yesterday. A silver lining to a cloud of economic gloom this morning. Forecasters say the U.S. economy will grow at a lackluster pace next year, but we're expected to avoid another recession. According to these economists with the National Association for Business Economics, they predict the economy will grow 2.4% in 2012. That's up from the 1.8% for all of this year. Again, a recession is when the growth is negative, and we're marginally positive at this point. Busy day on the gridiron yesterday, including a late-in-the-game upset when Philadelphia knocked down the New York Giants 17-10. Other football action, Detroit scored 49 points in a win over Carolina. Green Bay remains undefeated, and the Chicago Bears took down San Diego for their fifth straight win. Asian and European markets are down this morning. Futures are way down for Wall Street as the markets look both at Washington and at continued turmoil in the Eurozone. The Dow gets underway at 11,796. The S&P opens at 1,215, and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,572. Throughout the week, we're going to look ahead to the holiday and ask you this question. How do you make Thanksgiving your own tradition? Forget the pilgrims. Forget the turkeys. How do you break traditions to make your own Thanksgiving? Maybe it's a curried turkey or roasted fish, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or just add to our Thanksgiving potluck by posting your menu. We'll also hear from a Target employee who's imploring his own company to not make people work this Friday at midnight. Black Friday, what kind of an insult is that to the idea of family on Thanksgiving? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment to thetakeaway.org. We begin, though, with a roundtable of some familiar voices looking back home to see what this temperature is in the Arab Spring. A look at Libya, a look at Syria, and a look at the developments in Cairo.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.